Joining me on the show right now is Hozier. How's it going, man?
Very good. How are you, DK?
I am super excited because I just downloaded your new album, Wasteland Baby, last Friday, and I'm pretty much in love.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Are you pretty excited to have that out there?
I'm so glad to let people hear music and just to, yeah, to release, just to be releasing tunes again, you know, and it's, they've been burning a hole in my pockets for ages, so it's nice to get them out there.
No, I bet. We were really excited to be playing your jam, Nina Cried Power. Do you have a favorite song that you're looking forward to everyone hearing off of Wasteland Baby?
Yeah, I mean, to play live, a lot of these were written with the idea that, and kind of arranged with, like, these should be fun to play live.
Mm-hmm.
Dinner and Diatribes is going to be super fun to play with the band that I have. And Wasteland Baby, the actual song, is one of my just personal favorites. But
awesome. Yeah, my favorites right now are Almost and Nobody.
Oh, sweet. Thank you.
You have a birthday coming up.
I do. I don't know if I should be thrilled.
Why?
I don't know. I think you get to that point where each birthday that rolls in is maybe, as long as you stop counting, actually, yeah, it's great.
Oh, stop it. You're young, man. You're living the dream, making music.
I hear you.
Are you going to celebrate?
You're damn right I will. It is, it's on Patrick's Day, St. Patty's Day. So
March 17th.
So I could not, if I'd actually lose my Irish, it's a weird law in home, it's on in the Constitution. If I don't celebrate on that day, I lose citizenship. I get denaturalized.
So. Rightfully so. You definitely have to celebrate. So what do you drink? What's your drink of choice?
If I'm in Dublin, I would, I'm afraid I am that stereotype, but I'd drink a pint of Guinness. But I'm an Irish whiskey, I have to say. I'm like big fan of Redbreast at the moment.
So I got to ask you a question. As a true Irishman, I love drinking Irish car bombs. It's one of my favorite shots. Does that make me just a total dumb American, or is that like something that people actually drink in Ireland?
I actually have had two conversations this week about Irish car bombs and whether it's how appropriate it is. To be honest, no, I'd never heard of a car bomb until I came to America.
Okay.
An Irish car bomb. So it wouldn't necessarily, and certainly there'd be points in Ireland where I wouldn't recommend you order it in a
Okay. I plan on going to Ireland eventually, so I'll make sure not to order that. I'll just order myself a pint of Guinness and then drop my own Baileys and Jameson in it.
That's it. Or if you could do like a Death Shot or a Baby Guinness or something like that, I'm sure. But the car bomb, yeah, there's other words for it, I think.
Oh, yeah, you know what? The name is not appropriate anymore. They said it shouldn't be called that because I totally get it. So maybe they'll just give me a better appropriate name for it.
But Irish people do, we do have it. Don't worry, it's a dark sense of humor too. So.
Okay. I saw that you did a Q&A with your fans on Twitter yesterday. I kind of want to extend that a little bit. Do you mind if I kick off about 5 or 6 rapid-fire questions for you?
Let's do it.
All right. What artist or song are you currently obsessed with?
I've really been... oh, my God. That is a tough one. I was really enjoying James Blake's new album recently. I think Billie Eilish is a really exciting artist.
So good.
Yeah, Dermot Kennedy.
Awesome. And next question. What's your biggest pet peeve?
Probably when you're in public, it's slow walkers in public. When you're trapped behind people who are walking slowly.
I feel you on that. You have to pick one person as a celebrity crush. Who would be your celebrity crush?
Oh, my God. That's a tough one. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
Oh, good one. Oh, I love it. I never would have expected that. Great answer. Yeah. You have a whole day to yourself, no work, no obligations. How are you spending that day?
Doing absolutely nothing. If there's a chance I could go for a swim, I'd go for a swim. But to be honest, on the road, yeah, you'd be amazed. I'd scarcely leave the bed, to be honest.
Do you just read a book or listen to music or just vegetate doing nothing?
I'd do something like that. Yeah, totally. Maybe go for a walk. If I'm in a new city, I'll go for a walk.
Okay. What advice would you give to your younger self?
Oh my God. I don't know. I suppose it's just, it gets easier. You know what I mean?
Okay.
And you know, it always does.
Yeah, for sure. And my last question, if you could do a duet with anyone in the world, who would you like to sing with?
If I could do a duet with anyone in the world, Tom Waits. I fell in love with Tom Waits' work as a teenager. His music was like my treehouse. I would love to work with him at some stage.
That's awesome. Hozier, it has been an absolute pleasure. I love talking about Wasteland Baby with you, and I'm super excited for this album. Like I said, I've been listening to it nonstop. I absolutely love it. It is a gem. And happy birthday to you. You got a birthday coming up on St. Patrick's Day.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you.
You got it, man. Take care, okay?
Talk to you soon.